How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
So I attempted to ghost you. You didn't notice. Hey, I exist. Are you well? First of all, raise your hand if you needed this video right now, just from the title alone. As a matter of fact, thumbs up this video if you needed to see this right now. I really feel like this is a timely topic. Aside from real life inspiration, I actually saw this quote that said that if you have to cut someone off in order to provoke them into wanting you, or even demonstrating basic empathy, it is time to opt out. Because let's be real here. Okay, how many times have we manipulated a situation to get a fixed outcome or warrant a certain reaction out of a man? Before we jump into these tips, you're itching and scratching because you want to hear it. Slow your roll. You better subscribe, because I'm not playing this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. Subscribe if you haven't already. Be sure to follow me on Instagram. That'll be over here. Make sure that you are subscribed to my mailing list. I have really, really exciting news on the way for you guys. A lot of amazing projects coming up soon. That is the best way to stay up to date and know what's going on with me before it hits this channel. I also have a monthly newsletter, which will be coming out as well. And the Quality Queen comment of the day is, "Hey Aisha, I started watching your videos about a year ago when I was getting out of and over a toxic relationship. You have helped me so much grow as a woman. Recently, I started focusing less on dating boys and more on improving myself and my personal development. I love that you started covering these topics more on your channel. The timing is perfect. You are literally an inspiration. P.S. I love your makeup in this video." Aw, thank you so much. And yes, I really do think it's important to have that balance of knowing when to focus on yourself. Sometimes people like to circle the drain over and over again, and they are going insane for a reason, because you can't keep trying to escape the lessons that you are supposed to learn by repeating the same patterns and dealing with the same people. You have to know when to just actually take the time to work on yourself and not be a serial monogamist. And let's get on into this video. So we all have toxic traits, to be honest. Let's acknowledge that, rule of thumb. And like I said before, we've all have been guilty of manipulating a certain situation in order to get a desired outcome. We've all tried different tactics to cope with rejection or coping with something that we didn't really like. So in the spirit of self-awareness and soul work, in service of becoming the quality queen that I know that you are, let's reveal them, shall we? Passive reciprocation, 5 ways we soothe our ego to cope with rejection. Number 1, eliciting responses. Come on, let's be transparent here, okay? This is not a video where we're gonna, you know, play nice. Tough love today. We've all been there where we texted a guy we really like because he's not texting us back, and we assume or we think that him answering us means that he cares. Or we buy the story of he was too busy, so we feel inclined to refresh his memory. Hey, I exist. I'm here. Where have you gone? I'm devastated. Now, this is where it gets tricky. This is a sure way to getting breadcrumbed, where you attempt to get certain responses on multiple platforms, like responding to a meme or even sending him a meme. Or he actually only responds to you on social media. He ignores your text, but then responds to your story or looks at your story. That's essentially what breadcrumbing is. This is a sure way to get into both a situationship and also a sure way to be breadcrumbed. That's an example of how you get into a situationship where you are engaging in passive reciprocation. Number 2, pretending to ghost. Okay, ladies, the gig is up. So we probably do this a lot more now than we used to, like in life, because now that we are a little bit onto the game. the rules have changed. And this is more second nature to men. However, you have to understand that you cannot use this as leverage to get a guy back. Yes, exactly what I just said. Because I promise you, that's when all the games will begin. Because in all actuality, disappearing isn't necessarily a grand act of courage. It's something that we do when we are not as emotionally mature or we are emotionally unavailable. So that's why a lot of the times guys, when they do things like this, being that they are not usually in touch with their emotions first, like women are, they do things like ghosts and all these different disappearing acts and popping up again from the dead. But as women, we most likely ghost a guy because we assume that it's gonna make him want us. Or we just ghost in general because we simply weren't interested. Guilty. Anyway, only ghost if you are genuinely going to leave that person. I mean, seriously. Only ghost if you genuinely have zero intentions of coming back. Because it sounds like a good idea, but I promise you it's not effective. Think about why you're in a position in the first place to feel compelled to warrant that reaction. And in all actuality, he may not even care enough to even notice what it is that you're doing anyways. And that's even more hurtful. Like when you're trying to like stick it to them and it's like, ah, and they didn't even really get it. Okay, so I attempted to ghost you. You didn't notice. I am literally disintegrating on a molecular level. I'm that embarrassed. If the only way that you can get this guy to care about you or feel like he cares about you by cutting him off or pretending to disappear for a while in hopes that it will trigger some sort of remorse or maybe in turn make him want to change or finally give you the relationship that you wanted by him realizing what he missed, you're not going to get it this way. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's true. And as easy as it is to say, way easier said than done, try your best to not get into the habit of forcing favorable outcomes because it's all fun and games until you realize that you're circling the drain and you're hitting the same wall over and over again. You're not making any progress. If you are going to actually go ghost, you actually have to go ghost. For men, they are not wired in the way that they're going to think, oh my God, no way, I can't believe I let this girl go. It doesn't happen, I'm sure. Okay, but for the majority, he might not even realize you ghost him, might not even bother to contact you, or he might swing back around a couple months later. Hey, what happened to you? I kind of just thought you didn't want to talk. And it's like, okay, so you thought I didn't want to talk to you. You didn't find it weird that I haven't spoken to you in like 4 months? Are you well? Anyway, number 3, attempting to be just friends. Oh, so naive. I've been there, so I'm not even coming at you like that. But listen, don't try to just be friends with someone because you absolutely know that they don't want anything more with you. This is a way to cope with rejection because you are still soothing your ego by having this individual around, but you are trying to make it seem like, oh yeah, we're just friends and I'm just gonna be friends with him because I don't even want a relationship anyway. But that's only because you already know he doesn't want a relationship with you. I caught you. So essentially, it might feel like a win-win, like yes, I get to be his friend and then maybe if we just stay friends, he's gonna end up falling in love with me and realize that I'm just so amazing. And then he'll just realize that he doesn't wanna just be my friend. Guys are very perfectly capable of sleeping with their friends. They do it all the time. In fact, you're probably the friend he's sleeping with right now. Guys do things like this all the time. Why do you think there are 1,000 situationships in the world? Why do you think there are so many friends with benefits in the world? Because genuinely, guys do sleep with their friends. Women don't. We think we do, but we really don't. And if we are engaging in that type of dynamic, it's probably because we accepted the fact that it's never going to be anything more and we're kind of placeholding someone until we meet who we really want to be with. There are so many, it's very multifaceted. So you never really know what an individual circumstance is. But I'm guaranteeing you under the age of 25, for you, that's not really the case. More than likely, cannot handle a dynamic like that. Even after 25, nobody really wants to be just friends with somebody that they are giving their body to, you know? It's how the cookie crumbles. And even if you think you're okay with a dynamic like that, you're still gonna want added benefits that sort of align with being in a relationship. So you may actually think, you know, I genuinely am not in a position right now where I want to be in a relationship, and I have this, you know, I have great chemistry with this individual, and so I don't really see why not. Plus, like, I already know him, you know, we've been here already. But then you're going to want certain things, like you want to hang out with him, you know, during the week or like on the weekends, and you're finding that you are missing that emotional component, which a lot of us do need. And then when you turn around and you realize, oh darn, I don't really only want to come over at, you know, 10 at night, and then I'm literally out of your house at 4 a.m. Like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. And understand that usually when people decide that they just want to be your friend, they mean it. I feel like guys, more than women, have the capability to look at a woman and know, okay, this girl is, you know, special. Doesn't mean they still won't test you and try to, you know, be basic with you, but they just know. It's an energy that you embody that they just know you're different. They know that they probably really do like you and that it could go beyond what they may have wanted, but they also have the capability of knowing when I have zero interest in ever being anything with this, you know, woman. And that also depends on whether or not they are emotionally available. But just know that guys know. There is no timeline when it comes to men. I don't know. We got to really get that out of our heads. Because why is there no timeline when it comes to, how fast you want to sleep with me? But when it comes to anything more serious, we got to wait to have a conversation. But we didn't have to wait for you to see me naked. We have to wait to have a conversation about what we're doing, but you want to see me naked? Are you well? You need to get checked out. I'm concerned. If you have to get crafty, okay, cunning, manipulative, just so that this guy will stick around, it won't work. Trust and believe me, you will continue that same pattern and dynamic throughout the entire situationship, because I can assure you it will never be an actual relationship. Number four, bending over backwards. Always being super available, bending your schedule around him so that you don't miss a chance to hang out with him. And by you doing this and waiting at his beck and call, essentially, you're hoping, oh, he'll see that I'm really, you know, an amazing girl and I'm very nice and I'm very domestic, Kate. I can't talk, and I'm very domesticated. And you know what? You probably are, but you have to learn to play your role. You cannot give wifey treatment. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're offering everything because you do like him. And naturally, as women, we are nurturers. So we are more inclined to, you know, show this nurturing side of ourselves and kind of, you know, take care of things. It's what we do. But the only thing that he's benefiting from is your lack of boundaries. You know how many times we've all been there where we want to just show a guy all that we have to offer? We're great cooks. We clean very well. We keep ourselves together. They're great qualities to have. However, everyone doesn't deserve the chance to see, you know, that side of yourself, because half of the time they don't even really care. I mean, I'm not saying be a slob or whatever, but the right guy is going to have the understanding that you may possess those qualities already, and he understands that he has to earn the right for you to unleash those things. We do a lot of these things. We do too much for the wrong people. I've been there before. I remember one time I dated this guy, and I was thinking, let me just show him what a great person I am, because he seemed rather jaded. That hasn't changed. And I realized that no matter how much I'm trying to be as emotionally available as humanly possible, this person is not opening up. They still are just very superficial, surfacey, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And me feeling bad and expressing myself emotionally or even trying to be very, you know, helpful, it didn't really go any.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Oh, recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
Because this person just simply wasn't on that page, and there was nothing that I could do to change that. If he doesn't want a relationship with you, you're wasting your time. And I said this in another video of mine, where anytime a guy says he's not ready for a relationship, the "with you" is silent. Yes, it means he's not ready for a relationship right now with you. Because he will go the next day and lock eyes with someone, and just there's just this instant connection, because sometimes energy is just that, you know, magnetic, and it just draws you to that individual, and you just don't know why. And guys do this a lot, where they'll be wasting your time for 8 years and they'll go meet a chick within a month and just know, I want to marry her. Come on, how does that happen? How come it took you 8 years to, not sure, we keep trying and I just don't understand what? It's not gonna work. If someone can't make that decision in at least 3 months, yeah, you thought I was gonna say a year, didn't you? No, 3 months. That's how long it takes to typically kind of get the gist of knowing someone. I'm not saying know them completely, because that takes a lot longer, obviously, realistically. But in terms of compatibility, that will give you a rough estimate of whether or not you're compatible. And then also, in addition to that, there are people sometimes that we may be compatible with, but they're not compatible with us. And I know you're like, that doesn't make sense. And there was an analogy that I saw that I think this psychologist named Spirit talked about, and she gave the, you know, analogy of, think about a square and a circle. So if, let's say your boyfriend is a square, or the guy you're interested in is a square, and you're the circle, no matter what you do, those four corners are not going to be fulfilled. So to you, you could feel like, I love this relationship, this is a great relationship, but to the guy, it's, you know, who's the square, he just still feels like there are certain needs that are unmet. And no matter how much you expand the circle, those four corners are still not going to be touched, because no matter what you do to it, no matter how many times you try to reroute, it's still not going to fit. What can you do? It doesn't really take that long for guys to make a decision on whether or not they actually want to be with you. I actually am learning that the older that I become, it does not take that long. And it just brings me back to this. You are either being played with or planned with. And there are many variations of being played. Lastly, number 5, making excuses for men. No more. This is very, very, very popular. This is what we do when we're trying to cope with rejection, or we don't realize that we are lowering our standards so that we meet him where he is, so that we can feel like this person is fulfilling our needs more. When in fact, he just sucks. Yes, he just sucks. Like, it is what it is. And a lot of times we do this because it is a form of coping, and it's unfathomable to us, the situations that we find ourselves in sometimes. You know, it's like the common sense has left and we need a swift return. When you like someone, you do have feelings for them and a desire to bond with that individual. Now, bonding for women is not solely going to be sexual. Bonding for men, that's a part of bonding from their perspective. However, if that was really the case, they're surely bonding with a lot of people. It's nasty. They're bonding with a lot of different people. So think about that. If a guy is capable of having these bonds, like, you know, like a tree branch, just like reaching out to everyone all across, you know, the country, and we as women operate differently, where we need quality time spent with an individual and really just learning more about them, we unleash, you know, that curiosity quite soon. And unfortunately, this is where our judgment gets clouded, because of the fact that when we like someone, we want to bond with them and we want to spend more time with them. And this is passive reciprocation at its finest. If you're always going to be making excuses for why he didn't text you, why he planned a date and didn't even speak to you on the day of the date, why he is always changing his schedule, saying that he wants to meet you at an appropriate hour, but then magically it always ends up being after 10 p.m., never wants to take you out to dinner or anything, he's always exhausted and wants you to just come by his house after work, all of these things, and you like this guy, so you're making up excuses. Well, he did tell me he was busy. I mean, at least he communicated to me that he's busy. And it's like, guys really make time for anything that they want. People make time for what they really actually want. Men get with who they can and women get with who they want. So if you're going to be making excuses for him and making it so easy to fit into his schedule, then he's going to think, perfect. Wow. Anytime I hit her up, she's going to answer. She's going to come over. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. And I don't even have to do anything. There's really not much to invest in this.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Oh, recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah. It was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it. And there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
Situation, it's so easy. Why would a guy shut that option down? Exactly. Men are only as faithful as their options. Most of the time. A lot of the time. So stop assuming that these guys don't realize how inappropriate their behavior is or was, or how much they hurt your feelings. They are well aware. Trust me, they are well aware of what it is that they're doing. They're probably just banking on you not mentioning it, you feeling uncomfortable to mention it, or maybe not being able to mention it at all because, well, you're probably not in a relationship with him anyway. The only time that you actually do have the right to say something in that regard is when that person can be held accountable by being your boyfriend, more than likely. And if you genuinely believe that they don't recognize what it is that they're doing, then you have no business trying to be in a relationship or in an adult relationship dynamic with them. If you genuinely believe all these excuses that he has, why is it that you're always accommodating yourself for this one individual? This is why I say keep a roster, because that way you can't put pressure on one individual to act a certain way. And I know we always like one guy more than everybody else, but it's just a safety net so that you can just sort of, when things get a little sticky and you get a little attached prematurely, you can maneuver your way, you know, and wiggle your way out of that sort of, you know, situation. Because, you know, ultimately, if it's always one person that you're going to be, you know, talking to, you're going to get distracted and it's going to feel like a relationship. Because what are relationships? Stereotypically, monogamous, okay? They are monogamous. And if you're going to enter into that being monogamous with someone that you don't even know what it is that they're doing, 9 times out of 10, every single person that you're talking to, especially in the beginning, is talking to someone else. I promise you. There usually is, I've never seen an instance where that has not been the case. Unless if I was in high school. Where now, you know, me being in my, you know, 20s, it's like more than likely that guy is talking to someone else. So in conclusion, let's just be real. If you find yourself having to get crafty, arts and crafts, you are playing a game, whether you realize it or not. And the game will begin. The games will be played. Trust me. No matter how many times that you try to manipulate the outcome, you will keep hitting the same wall. Because think about a time where someone has liked you and you didn't feel the same. It doesn't matter what this person does, come hell or high water. You are just, your feelings are not going to change. And I, you know, the older I become, I realize if I always have to strike up a conversation with this person, I have to text them first, or I have to get crafty so that they can remember me or notice me or miss me. I have to hold my tongue because I'm not really sure if I could say this or that because I don't know what his reaction is going to be. I don't want it. I don't want who doesn't want me. I don't. I genuinely don't. And it's a very freeing reality to accept because it's very clear to me. It's very evident. Now, some of us like playing games because we just like playing games. And the older you are, the better you do get at it, especially as a woman. But, you know, staying on track here and, you know, stereotypically speaking, generalizing, you have to understand and accept people where they are romantically. Don't try to stick around because you're hoping it's going to change and proving yourself, doing all this stuff, it will not work. I've seen so many situations of guys that have been with girls playing up and down with their feelings for years and years and years and years and years on end, and you still don't get the guy. What are you doing? It's embarrassing now. You gotta move on. You really do. You turn around, you're 35, and you've been with the same person for 12 years. No ring is in sight. and it's not coming. It's just not. Assess your situation, be realistic in what it is that you can actually get. So I understand that it feels good to hang out with this guy and it feels good to just text him and just see if he's gonna respond to you. It feels good, I understand that. But you need to be mature in understanding the evidence that is presented in front of you. Because a lot of the times, the easiest answer is always the right one. If we feel confused, any confusion at all, it's because something is up. You know, a lot of the times guys, they get uncomfortable and sort of have that energy around them of uncomfortability, and what's gonna make you uncomfortable as well, because they don't feel like they should be defending something that they don't want to, you know, simply defend. Oh, where were you on Thursday? I'm sorry, like, are you my girlfriend? Like, why? Oh, so I can't ask you where you were on Thursday, but you can hit me up on Friday expecting me to come over and get naked. And how? Make it make sense. What am I gaining here? What are you offering? Like, I really don't understand. Just don't do it. I can go on and on. Just don't do it. We spend way too much time being confused. Way too much time. I'm speaking from experience. Way too much time. It's been 2 weeks, 14 days. This guy texted you 2 weeks ago and said he wants to see you soon. It's been 14 days. So seeing me soon means 14 days of not speaking. Already we're off to a bad start because you and I don't define things nearly in a similar way. To me, soon meant this week, maybe 2 or 3 days. For you, 2 weeks, and I have to strike up a conversation. I'm not stupid, okay? You are not stupid. And men wonder why we get so crafty. Anyway, at the end of the day, like I said, make sure that you have a roster so that you can avoid these types of situations that we tend to put ourselves in when we like a guy. And guys seem to have a huge cognitive dissonance for why women get like this. It's because you have to consider what you did to warrant this reaction. You cannot, this is just how women are. This is just how women function. Just like how guys function by, you know, digging their bones wherever they can. This is just how we are. If we're gonna be with someone, we genuinely wanna be with them. And for men, they don't really understand still the fact that, one, there are so many different types of women these days. You don't have to lie to get into a girl's pants. And more than likely, if you find yourself doing that, it's because you know that in an ordinary circumstance, she wouldn't accept what it is that you're offering. But on the contrary, a lot of us accept the terms with the, you know, these guys because we're hoping that we can change it anyway. So to me, it's like, why lie? Why lie about what it is? Why not just be extremely upfront? I will never understand that. I will never understand why there isn't just full transparency. That's just me. And I want to be clear, I always encourage growth on this channel. But I know you guys message me plenty of times with not asking for advice on how to leave, but it's always asking for advice on how to stay. Or you want me to offer you more options and give you reasons to stay in your situation. And I get it. But you have to understand that in service of getting your hopes up and getting your feelings hurt, it's not worth it. Positioning yourself to force someone to care, ugh, it's just not worth it. And making someone want to care more will actually do the exact opposite. It's actually going to make them care less, considerably less. All the things that I mentioned, many of us are guilty of. And we don't realize that when we do these things and we find ourselves getting crafty, we have a lot of time for the games the younger that we are, even in our 20s. But the older that you become, you don't have time for all of these tricks and games with these guys. You just don't have the time. Let's just be fair. If you are over the age of 25, have the understanding that you need to assess your situation as is and come up with a realistic result and not try to get crafty and try to evoke certain emotions out of, you know, this guy when it's very clear here that he is not on the same, you know, path as you at this current moment. If you find yourself having to do any of these things, you've officially signed up for the games and you're going to get played or play yourself. And always remember that trying to, you know, evoke emotion and communication out of an individual that doesn't care is simply going to be ineffective. So, angels, that is the end of this video. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. Let me know in the comment section below what other videos you guys would like to see next. I know we have been enjoying a lot of topics on discussing personal development, and don't worry, I have a lot more where that came from. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I will see you, angels, in my next video. Mwah.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.